These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we're back, and it's time to eat. I know, when you get up at 2 in the morning, this could actually be dinner for me. But the bottom line is, and I like him already because he's got an Iron City sweatshirt on, so it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to Pittsburgh Works from the marketing grill that is famous in the strip named Salem's. His name is Abdul Salem. It's great to have you here on Pittsburgh Works. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
All right. Now, look, up on my Facebook page, I have all of the food. It looks great in pictures. Tell me about the cuisine, and you do a little bit of everything there.
Absolutely. Our main business that we started out, my dad originally started here selling raw meat. We're a raw meat distributor. We've been selling fresh local meats in the Pittsburgh market for over 20 years. We originally were in Oakland, and then we came over to the Strip District to do a mix of foods and meats. So our restaurant is basically the mix of all the fresh meats that we sell, prepared in all different ways. We're big on grilled items. Our big item is kebabs. We've got lamb kebabs, chicken kebabs, all served fresh on the grill, grilled right in front of you. We make our own lamb gyros, chicken gyros, all grilled fresh right in front of you, and a mix of Mediterranean items through our whole buffet that you can mix. It's the biggest meal for the best buck in town.
All right, let's talk about raw meat for a moment, kind of your really foot in the door, if you will, as far as to the Pittsburgh area. And as they say, the rest is history, because your name is so well respected, and we were all excited about you coming in today.
Thank you.
And believe me, anytime somebody brings food, we're always excited here at KDK. But the whole raw meat thing, how did that start? And is there still a market for that out there?
Absolutely. The thing about the Pittsburgh market is that there's no real swinging butcher shops left. What I mean by swinging butcher shops is that we don't use any box meat. All the meat that we use is fresh in carcass form. All meat that comes through our shop, we buy live on a local market. We process ourselves and then serve out on the market. Everything in our market is halal, which is a kosher style form of slaughter. We buy our own meat live. We slaughter it all ourselves. It's blessed by our own butcher, and then we serve it in our store. So there's nobody in the Pittsburgh market that's selling what we sell. You may go to other cities, and they have, like if you go to New York, you'll see big slaughterhouses and butcher shops in the middle of the city. In Pittsburgh, that doesn't exist. Years ago, when my dad first started,
they were everywhere.
They were everywhere. You can go to Bloomfield and find butcher shops everywhere. Now, the meat that we buy, the meat that we feed our children, comes out of a box, comes from Minnesota, comes from Texas, comes from wherever. What we do is different. What we're bringing to the table is a locally raised, hormone-free, all-natural, fresh product. Lambs, goats, beef, and chicken. Nobody does it like us.
Okay, kosher, bloodless, the whole works. And we've
absolutely.
Okay, and Passover is about set to start. So
Passover is about to start.
Talk about that a little bit.
So, I mean, our store is for everybody. Our slogan that we have, we're the closest thing to back home no matter where you're from. So no matter where you're at, our store is for you. The thing about our store is we're still set up on the old market status. And I'm telling you, when you come into our shop, the demographic base that you'll see in our store, you'll find nowhere else. You'll stand in our butcher line and you'll see maybe a couple Jamaican guys, a couple African fellas, maybe a couple doctors, maybe a lawyer, a mix of everybody in town that's all coming for the fresh product. Because when we say back home, when you're Italian, you go to the local butcher shop, you buy meat. You're Greek, you go to the local butcher shop, you buy meat. Where we come from, nothing comes in a box. If you pull meat out of a box, people are going to look at you like you're crazy.
So what you're saying, if you want the real deal, you come to Salem.
Absolutely.
All right. Your father, obviously, your mentor, the man behind this business.
Yes, sir.
Compared to the way you work, you have it pretty easy. Talk about how difficult it was for him to be able to come up with this concept. And I know a lot of people think there's a lot of competition today because of the box stores. But for your dad's concept, to be successful, he had to be able to draw people from all walks of life, all ethnic backgrounds, because there was Kroger's, there was Thoroughfare, there was Loblaws. There were just as many people back then as there are today. How was he able to pave the way for your generation to carry on this great tradition?
I think my dad's major philosophy has always been quality. When all these big markets have begun to emerge, they begin to compete with each other. Everybody wants to cut each other out. Everybody wants to drop the price low. And what happens is the consumer suffers because he receives a less quality product. He or she receives a less quality product. Our main belief in this business is to provide our customers with the best quality product for the lowest possible price that we can sell it for.
Abdul Salem is here from Salem's Market and Grill in the Strip. You know, let's face it, one of the things that Pittsburgh thrived upon was the corner grocery store. Everybody had one. There was that butcher that actually was carrying in the rack of beef on his or her shoulder. They were actually letting the customer decide what piece of meat, how they wanted it cut, just like we get our deli stuff today. Well, that's pretty much become a thing of the past. Do you see people still looking for in droves on a regular basis, Abdul, to where they come maybe bi-monthly to just specifically get their meat, or is it all for special occasions?
Once again, we're a local market. Our business is built on repeat customers. Most customers that come into our store have known me since I was a little kid. I'm dead serious. Like, they know every mistake that I've made. They know when I got in trouble as a little kid. Most of them know me my whole life. So even now when it's Easter time and we have a lot of our old Italian customers coming in, they come and hug me and kiss me because they've known
me.
Not
on both cheeks. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, they know me my whole life. So, I mean, it's a local market. The thing is,
how great is that, though?
It is really. I mean, I love it. I mean, we love our people. That's what we are. When you come into our store, I believe that people will feel like it's home. And people are, and every time, for example, every time that there's these new, like they'll come out with this company has done this bad to animals or done this bad to animals, we'll get a big increase. When there's a big recall on meats, they find this, all these different salmonellas, all these different problems in meat, all those recalls come, our business begin to increase. Because what we're doing, we do everything in front of you. It's all local market. We're not bringing something from some big plant that's slaughtering 5,000 animals per shift and you don't know what's going on with the product. When you're driving down the road, you see those cows on the side of the road, those are the ones that are coming to us. And that's what you should feed your family, a local, all-natural product.
Do you think the average consumer, and I have learned this from the friends that I have in the legit grocery business, and I say legit, is that they still do it the old-fashioned way. They have butchers on staff. We're going to talk about your restaurant in the next segment, but I'm a stickler for people actually going to a place where there is a butcher or someone cutting their meat. You go to a lot of these big box stores, and there are so many, I couldn't even name them, where the stuff is already prepackaged, and you're buying it off the shelf. That just isn't smart, in my opinion, especially with everything and the recalls that are happening every day, especially when it comes to meat and the mad cow disease that we had all those issues with, you know, years ago, and just certain things that don't go away. There's almost not a day that goes by that something people are buying off the shelves at their local box store is not in the headlines. Why do you think the consumer hasn't figured out there are still places like yours to go? And I have to commend you to be, well, nice enough to step up and do this today. You're not just doing it for your store. You're doing it for a lot of independent people like you, saying, look, we do it the old-fashioned way, and it works.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, matter of fact, we're trying to survive. These big stores have come out, and they've destroyed our whole local market. There was farmers all over. There was small packing houses. When my dad started out years ago, there was 20 different packing houses to go to. Now there's only one or two left. So, but the consumer is being awoken in America. And the consumers are looking for, as you see the merger of all the Trader Joe's, the all these all-natural shops, everybody's looking to feed their family a healthier product. But of course, in today's tight times, price is the number one issue. When you've got the big monster shops, I mean, the small guy is having such a hard time to compete with these big stores, it becomes very difficult. So I remember, you know, riding around with my dad in the car to all these different produce shops in the Strip District. We would stop and go to, my dad would say, this guy has the best onions. This guy has the best parsley. You know, we'll go to this guy, we'll buy this from him. Now it doesn't exist. One big guy, buy everything from him. All those old guys, I even still see them. They'll come in and buy meat and talk to my dad from time to time. But, I mean, it is. It's difficult in today's market.
So people trying to get through right now, we really don't have enough time to take their calls. Hopefully we can have you come back some other time and educate some of the people, including me. Because, you know, I have a lot of friends that show me the way. The great thing I got to believe about your place, Salem's, in the Strip, is someone can come in and say, look, Abdullah, I don't know anything about this, you know, but I got my kids. I'm concerned. Plus, you know what? I want to eat healthier. Can you educate me? How do I get started? Do you do that?
Absolutely. I mean, people come in with all kinds of questions. People want to know where it comes from, what it is. People will even, especially when people are looking for special, people will come in with a map of a cow and say, I'm looking for this piece right here.
No.
I swear it happens
really?
All the time. I'm looking for this piece right here. I have a special dish. I looked it up on the internet. I want to do. That's what we're here for.
You know, well, see, and I got to be honest. These specialty shops, a lot of people, that don't know someone to help them, they feel a little intimidated because they don't want to be standing in a line with their peers from all walks of life. And I'm sure that from what I've heard, your place gets a little busy, as the Strip does. It's a great place. They don't want to sound like an idiot. So is there any way you can even call ahead and say, look, before I come in, can you just answer a couple of questions?
Sure. I mean, we accept all, or you can call in. You can actually put your whole order over the phone. Once again, we're the local butcher shop. So you come in, you have it done your way, exactly the way you want. When you come in and you know that you have five different meals you want to cook this way, you want them bagged, every bag, meal bagged individually. You want your steaks wrapped this exact way. We do it for you, all made to order. You can call us up and give us your whole week's worth of meals, and we'll package every single raw meat dish for you separately. You want your chicken in three different ways. I want 10 pounds of chicken breast bagged in five different ways. I want these steaks bagged these different ways. Everything we do is to order to make your life easy. All you do is open up the bag and cook.
That sounds good. Okay, Abdullah Salem is here. Salem's Market and Grill in the Strip, up on my Facebook page. All the information that you need. We'll be right back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, a lot more to talk about here. Final segment of Pittsburgh Works. Abdullah Salem is here, Salem's Market and Grill in the Strip. You do wholesale stuff too?
Yes, sir. We're actually working on it right now. We've been doing wholesale for about 6 or 7 years now, and we're starting. There's a lot of restaurants who are looking for the local product, who are looking to supply their customers with all natural meats and local meats and fresh meats. So it's starting to pick up now, and it's something that we're really serious about focusing on in the future.
I got to believe you and your dad and others could have taken this to the next level. But have you ever thought to yourself, you know what, that we would lose who we are, our identity, if we try to do more than what we have done? Because I think more than anything, the customer that comes to your store, Abdullah, and they look forward to seeing you, they become comfortable, you become family. And if you grow and become too big, that's almost an impossibility. And they're the people that really made you.
Definitely. You know, we're built on our customer base. Our store is only here today because of the support of our customers, because I'm sure over the years, many of them could have went other places. Many of them could have chose to buy their meat other places, but they've always stayed and supported us. And same thing, growth. I mean, our interest in growth is definitely there, of course, but we can only grow but so far and still take care of our customers. So in our original store, we were just overwhelmed. It was so small, we couldn't get things done. So we came to the Strip District. It's been a great move. The space is great, and I think, you know, we'll be able to stay there forever, hopefully.
7 days a week. I also want to talk about catering too, but tell me about the restaurant, the cuisine, what you do, what you're famous for. You talked earlier about what you do, but I got to believe, because there is that restaurant and people are always looking for something different, but they always look for something the same. You have your store that does one thing good, and obviously the restaurant that does a lot of cuisine good, but there's got to be something that stands out that brings people back day after day after day, especially your lunch crowd.
I think our lunch crowd is our main idea in our lunch crowd is we have the best, we have the largest meals for the best price. And I honestly think that's why people come here. I know our food is great.
Portions are huge.
Portions are huge. And the thing is that years ago when my dad started out in the food, we were selling so much meat, but we couldn't clean up all the extra cuts. Somebody would have a rack of steaks, there would be two steaks extra. Somebody would buy chops, there would be a couple chops extra. So we decided, let's just start cooking up the food. We'll sell it cheap. It'll help the meat sell much better.
So that's how the restaurant started.
And that's how we started. We just put a small showcase in, and we would cook all the extra lamb and lamb curry, all the chicken and chicken curry and rice.
Everybody wins.
And people start coming in. Next thing you know, we're outselling the meat section in the kitchen. So thank God you come in now, and we got grilled items. We have a steak dinner you can buy for $9. We do a ribeye or a New York strip steak. We put it on rice and salad, and it's only $9. We do a lamb kebab meal, boneless lamb, local boneless lamb, almost 3/4 of a pound with rice and salad, or on a big Greek salad, it's only $8. Same thing with the chicken kebab. All natural chicken kebab on a Greek salad, it's only $7.
Okay, all of this stuff that I eat, do you get to see the livestock before it ends up on my plate?
No, it's actually separate. So we have two separate buildings joined together. One building is the market and the restaurant. One building is the market and the butcher shop. The second building is the restaurant.
No, I actually meant you personally.
Oh, I do, absolutely. I mean,
that's important.
My whole
to many
life,
people.
I've been doing this. I mean, my dad has had me in the field my whole life. I used to go to the farm myself every day and individually cut the animals myself for the store. Thank God, as I got a little bit older, I've gotten out of that task. We got a couple other people to do it for me.
How old were you when you, and this just intrigued me because it is the rite of passage, the spring lamb, and whether you're heading to Passover or it's Holy Week for you, this is something Christians obviously are getting ready to celebrate as well, starting this next week with Holy Monday, and Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday, and all that other stuff. But How old were you when you first got introduced to the idea of cutting the meat? And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, that means slaughtering the lamb, the pig, or whatever your plans are for the holiday.
For me, I've been working with my dad my entire life. He used to take me with him to the slaughterhouse since we were young. I originally started, of course, cleaning up all the boxes and the garbage. I've probably been working full-time almost 7 days a week since I was 16 years old.
Do you realize, though, in the audience how important that is for someone to hear that you have that kind of hands-on? It's a lost art. And by the way, you have all of your digits on both fingers, hands,
I've
noticed.
I'm missing a couple pieces.
But you're okay. Yeah. But that just goes to show you you're good at what you do. And to me, I think you can't replace that. There's no substitute for that kind of experience. And that is another reason why people want to see you, Abdul, when they come to your store.
Definitely. I mean, that's what we're here for. We try to put our experience to the consumer. Whatever they need, we're here for them. And when I say that, I really mean that. I mean, customers come to our store, especially a lot of the international crowd that comes in, and they're new to Pittsburgh and sometimes new to America, and they're looking for help. They want to know, you know, where can I find this? Where can I find this? And, you know, in our culture, the biggest thing is the food place. So they go to the food place and they find some familiar faces. Our staff is mixed from all different backgrounds. So you kind of can see, you get immediately comfortable and say, all right, if I can talk to these guys, they can help me out. I'm okay.
I mean, Pittsburgh's a city of neighborhoods. We're a melting pot. And the only difference is you're putting all the meat in a melting pot. So it works, you know? All right, catering, which is a big ticket item. And I don't know how in the world you would find time to do that. But if I were to approach you and I really wanted to impress my guest and whatever it may be, that would be one of the things that I would make the call to Salem's Marketing Grill in the Strip District in Pittsburgh. Tell me about catering.
We do catering for all venues. I mean, anything from 5 to 500. Our real popular items, of course, roasted lamb, roasted goat, roast beef. We do whole roasted lamb. If you wanted to impress your guests, that's what you can do. We can do a whole roasted lamb. We stuff it, we roast it. We have big platters. We serve them with rice and vegetables. It's something that I'm sure nobody has seen. In our culture, it's big, and it would be huge to put here. But as far as we do everything from weddings, office events, weddings, we do cater weddings A to Z, every item, for anywhere between $12 to $20 per person. And I don't think, I'm sure, if you come in and see the portion of our regular meal, you'll know that if we cater your event, all your guests will leave with a full belly and extremely happy. And the price that you pay will be much less than anywhere charged.
You're doing that for $20 a plate?
Much less even. If you look at our catering menu, it starts from $7 to $12.50, and that includes four items. And after you add on your appetizers, you're probably around between $15 to $20, but once again, our food is much different. When you go to a wedding hall and they serve you a cheap stuffed chicken breast and you pay $25 per person to give your catering guests a stuffed chicken breast and a little bit of pasta, when you come to us and you have hummus and baba ganoush and grape leaf spreads and you're serving your guests lamb kebabs and chicken kebabs and rice and Greek salads and fresh baklava and fresh baked breads for the same price or even less, there's a big difference. And you're probably going to give everybody food to go.
2923 Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh, Strip District, Salem's Market and Grill, 412-235-7828, Middle Eastern, International, Indian, and good old-fashioned Texas Cal, too.
Yes, sir. We are there every day. Anything that you need, we're there for you. And I really welcome anybody to please come down, check us out. I'll be there myself. I'm probably going to be the big ugly guy, so look for me.
That.
I'm there.
I like how you're rolling with the Iron City gear.
Yes, so sir.
Can I get a cold iron down there?
No, you can't get it. Actually, this is Iron City Bikes. This is the bike shop across the street from our Oakland shop. He's our neighbor. He's the man. I love his sweatshirt. So
can't get a cold one at your place?
No, unfortunately not. No,
we're
my dad is the
that.
Original strict guy.
Oh, no. Yeah. No beer.
Absolutely. Okay. But you know what? You'll come get a warm smile and a hot plate any day.
Listen, I can't thank you enough. Anything else that you want the folks to know about? 2923 Penn Avenue in the Strip, Salem's, S-A-L-E-M, apostrophe S, Market and Grill, 412-235-7828. Anything else you want people to know about your place?
I'd really welcome everybody to stop by. You can't miss our building. It's probably the most colorful building in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, who did the artwork?
We had a local company, MLK Mural Group. A bunch of different local artists came in
and did the
building. So come in and check us out. If you're around in the area, come in for lunch. It won't take you long. Come in, get the best meal in town. Please come in with your family and stop in, and we'll be happy to help you guys.
Hey, God bless, and obviously the very busy time for you coming up with Passover and Holy Week, and I know the folks are going to get the best that anyone in this area has to offer when they come into Salem's Market and Grill. Abdullah, Salem, thank you for joining us on Pittsburgh Works.
Thank you very much for having me. It was really my pleasure. Thanks a lot.